I'm very happy to be here with all of you today. Amen. What a privilege. And for all of us to be fellowshipping over this matter of God's economy in faith. Amen. What a wonderful subject, and what a very necessary subject for us. I just feel like the Lord speaking to his recovery is very timely, and it meets our need perfectly. So I don't think we would go on well without such a series of messages on God's economy in faith. As Brother Rick shared last night, I don't think we have ever heard such a series of messages. God's economy. We have a verse, 1 Timothy 1:4, says, God's economy in faith. So we have the wonderful relationship between God's economy and faith. Well, we come to the second message. And this is a message entitled, the title is, The Linking Faith. This is a phrase that Brother Lee came up with. The Faith of the Overcomers. Amen. Would you like to be an overcomer?
Amen.
Well, it's possible. Not with us, but with God. We have to transfer everything to God and unload everything from ourselves. Everything is impossible with us. But all things are possible with God. Aren't you happy about that? Well, from what I can just briefly summarize a little bit, what I feel we see in this message is we see the source of faith, the person of faith, how to have faith, and the effect of faith. These are the things that are seen. Basically, the source of faith and the effect of faith. Okay. So we'll see these things as we go through the outline, hopefully quickly. I don't know. Let me see. Can anyone in the, tell me when I've reached the 35-minute mark so I can know when I should stop? Okay. So outline point number one says, in order to be men full of faith, Amen. We need to see that faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Would you like to be a man full of faith? In Acts 6:5, it says Stephen was full of faith. How did he receive such fullness of faith? Well, faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And Brother Lee was wonderful here in that he showed us that this matter of the word of Christ, the word of God, has three aspects. The first aspect is the word, the written word. Thank the Lord we have the written word.
Amen.
And what is the written word? The written word is the Bible.
Amen.
In the New Testament is called the Scriptures. The Scriptures. And I encourage you to read John 10:35. It shows the word of God is the Scriptures. And the Scriptures are the word of God. This is the written word of God. If we didn't have the written word of God, we would be lost with no remedy. But God gave us his written word. But in addition to the written word, we need something more, right? If we'll have only the written word, then we just have letters, black letters on white page, right? Just letters, knowledge. But praise the Lord, there is Christ. And Christ is the living word. He is the reality of the written word. The written word reveals him to us and conveys him to us as the reality. But we need something more in addition to Christ. We need this Christ to become the Spirit.
Amen.
As the applied word. So God's word comes to us and is applied to us and is imparted into us. God in his word, I would say, is imparted into us through the word of God in three aspects. So the only way for us to interact with God's word is to interact with this word in three aspects. We shouldn't come short of just having the word as the written word. If we have only the Scriptures, then we are short. But the Scriptures reveal Christ to us as the living word. Christ is God's living word. But we need something more. We need the Spirit to be the applied word, to apply the word to us. Okay. According to the outline, I won't read through the whole all these points, but the thing that happens when we hear the word And we have the word in three aspects, is that God is gained by us. And this God who is gained by us becomes our faith. What is faith? Faith is God. You know, I'm very comforted by the realization that I have no faith in myself. I'm not the source. Aren't you comforted by that? We need faith, but we should not look to ourselves as the source. Am I right? We have, how much faith do we have? Zero. None. So God needs to become our faith. He becomes our faith by our gaining Him, by His being dispensed into us and imparted into us through the Word. So this is the source of faith. This is a way for us to have faith. The more we come to the Word, the more we exercise our spirit to contact the Spirit and to apprehend the living Christ as the living Word, the more faith we will have. We will gain God through His Word. So we need to be encouraged to come to the Word often, daily, right? If you stay away from the Word for a week, your faith will maybe decline a little, right? You won't lose it, but it may become weakened. Okay, then the second point on the outline says the effect of faith. Okay, what is the effect of faith? Nothing is impossible to faith. Now, I have to say this. The word nothing here refers to things in God's economy. It does not refer to anything in the physical realm. You know, the Lord said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you'll tell the mountain, be removed. Well, we may think faith operates in the realm of removing moving mountains, moving physical objects. But if we even if we enter into the context of the word that the Lord spoke in Matthew 19, we see it has nothing to do with moving a physical mountain. Okay, so faith operates in the realm of God's economy. So through faith, nothing in God's economy is impossible. Well, I would say this, to my realization, everything in God's economy is impossible to us. To man, it is all impossible. But to God, it is all possible. Right? I mean, think about the contents of God's economy and what God is doing in us through His economy. He regenerates us. That's impossible. He sanctifies us. He renews us. He transforms us. He builds us. He conforms us to the image of Christ, and He glorifies us. Is that possible? None of it is possible to us, but it is possible to God. Amen. And we must believe in God. You know, and this hymn 535 that we sang, if you really get into it a little bit, it was written by Charles Wesley in the 18th century. And what does he talk about here? He doesn't talk about anything physical. He says, it was impossible that the reigning of sin in me should cease. Right? We all have sin in us, right? How can the reign of sin cease? Impossible. Right? And then he mentions, to Christ the power of God in me. Not in the physical world, but in me. Anyway, the bottom line, or the wonderful point in this hymn is the line that says, let me no longer live but thee. Amen. Is it possible for man to live Christ? Well, to God it is. And so even Charles Wesley, he lived hundreds of years ago. He realized something. There was a power in him. Christ was the power of God in him. And this power, through faith, was able to do everything that God wanted to do in him. So this is the effect of faith. The effect of faith is that nothing is impossible to God or to us. And the point I'd like to mention is B. Faith always annuls us and reveals Christ to us. So what does faith do? What is the effect of faith? It makes us nothing. And it makes Christ everything. That's the effect of faith. Do you like to hear that? I think the longer we are in the Lord, you realize the more you need to be nothing. And that Christ needs to be everything to you. Right? And this is God's economy. God's economy is that he would reduce us to be nothing. And he would make Christ everything to us for our enjoyment, so that Christ can be constituted into our being and we would live Christ and not ourselves to express God. Okay, point three. What does faith do? It makes us the household of faith. Aren't you glad you're here this morning and not somewhere else? We're here with the household of faith. What is our name? What is your name? What is our family name is Faith. So we are the household of faith, a great family, the household of faith. This is the house, a house that believes in God through his word. So we believe in God, but we believe in him through the word of God. And point number three, another effect of faith. It brings the believers into the life union with Christ. This is perhaps the greatest effect, right? It joins us, it links us to Christ in a life union, an organic union. We call it the organic union. In this organic union, we have God embodied in Christ and realized in the Spirit as our faith. And in this faith, we do two things. We live Christ, and we walk by this faith. So we actually have our living in this faith to live out Christ and to walk, not by things that we see with our physical eyes, but by things that are not seen in the unseen realm, the divine and mystical realm. Okay, A says, to believe into Christ is to receive him. To believe is to receive and be united with him as one. So we are united with the Lord as one in a life union. Faith links us with the triune God. Here's the word links comes in. We need to love this word links. So we are organically united to the Lord by believing into him. And point E, I won't read all these. Point E says we live Christ by a linking organ. So the effect of faith is, again, we live Christ, not ourselves. You know, without faith, what would we live? Just ourselves. Whatever we are, we would live ourselves. But with faith and in faith, we can live Christ. Isn't that a great matter? You know, tremendous. Paul was such a person, and I'm coming to love Galatians 2:20 more as I get into it. He said, I am crucified with Christ. That means I am annulled. I'm terminated. And it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Amen. And the life which I now live in the faith, in the flesh, I live in faith. The faith of the Son of God. Then he says, who loved me and gave himself up to for me. So Paul was annulled by faith. And Christ became everything to him. This is what faith does. This is the effect of faith. Okay, then here we come back to some points on how to have faith, how to appropriate faith. Point F says, when we call upon the Lord by saying, let's say it together, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. He becomes the faith imparted into us. So that we spontaneously live him by this faith. So living Christ is a spontaneous thing. If I tell you to live Christ, you may say, I'll try. No. Just get yourself linked to him by faith. By calling on him. By telling him you love him. He becomes the faith in you so that you spontaneously live him by this faith. Living faith operates through our love for the Lord. So, living faith is an operating, something that operates. It's living. It's organic. It's a person, actually. He himself is the faith, as the faith becomes our faith, and this is the linking organ to link us to the unlimited, infinite Christ. Amen. Okay, point G, another wonderful point. By just speaking a simple word to the Lord in conversation with Him, out of our love for Him, and by a little calling on the Lord, we are infused with Him. The infusing of Christ into us causes us to have Him as our faith, which is the linking organ that links us with Him. This is the way to live Christ. Wow. So our biggest failure in our Christian life is that we don't have such intimate interactions that often, you know. This should be the way we live, by intimately interacting with the Lord, by speaking a simple word to Him, out of our love for Him, calling on Him, and receiving His infusion. Okay. So by walking by faith, we are linked. Our walk is linked with God. Okay, now, point five. Another way to receive the linking faith. This is another crucial point here, right? The way to receive such a linking faith is to contact its source. The processed and consummated God. By how? By calling on Him. Praying to Him. Pray reading His Word. And musing on His Word. This faith links us with God and imparts, transfuses God into us. Then we will become men of faith. Men of faith. Do you want to be a man of faith? It's not something for you to be, you know, out of yourself. You cannot be. But by contacting the source of faith, which is the processed and consummated God in such a way, such a living way, right? So this faith links us with God and imparts, transfuses God into us to become our living faith. Faith is something living. This is the faith of the believers in its progressing stage. So here we have faith in the initial stage. You know, I remember the day I was 8 years old. I heard the gospel in a children's gospel meeting. Faith was infused into me. And I responded. And I opened myself and received the Lord. That was faith in the initial stage. The day you hear the word, and the word causes a reaction in you, right? Because of it ministers Christ into you, and it causes you to appreciate Christ. That's the initial stage. But after that, we need to go on in faith in a progressing way. So there's a progressing stage of faith. Okay. Point B says, the initial stage of faith is the faith that comes from the hearing of the Word. The Spirit was installed into us through the hearing of the Word. Now this Spirit, or this faith, means that the Spirit is the faith, which has been installed into us, stays within us and grows. That's progressing, right? Progressing. On the day of our salvation, faith entered into us as a seed. Now it needs to grow. Okay. Romans 1:17 says that the righteous shall have life and live by faith. Now, this is a great verse that we should appreciate. This verse reveals that the structure of the gospel of God is the righteousness of God, the life of Christ, and the faith of the believers. This verse can also be considered as the banner of God's eternal economy. So, through God's righteousness, which was given to us, which is Christ, given to us at the moment we believed, we receive Christ as life. So we have life. From that point on, we need to go on to live. To live by the faith of the believers, which is God Himself imparted into us, right? And growing in us. Our life, more and more, should be a living of faith. And in faith. From the day we're saved, we need to progress. Okay. To have life by faith is the initiation. To live by faith is the going on, the progressing stage of faith. Faith in the second stage, the progressing stage, is the linking faith that comes to us through our what? Contacting the triune God. Okay. When I read that, I thought this morning, well, something is needed on our side, right? God is faith. He's more than willing to give Himself to us as faith, and even faith that grows and increases. But He needs something from us. What does He need from us? Our contacting Him. He needs us to contact him more. Okay, E says, if you contact God, faith grows in you, which means that God increases in you. We all have the same faith in quality, but the quantity of faith we have depends on how much we contact the living God so that we may have him increased in us. When God increases in us, the linking faith in the second stage grows in us. And there's a verse that I would like to recommend to you and read to you. It's 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. It says, we ought to thank God always concerning you, brothers, even as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. And the love of each one of you all to one another is increasing. Amen. So in this, the Thessalonians, right, they were a church raised up by Paul within less than a month. But when he wrote them his second epistle, he says that their faith was growing exceedingly and their love was increasing. So in the church life, this is the thing we need to see, right? As we progress, two things we need to see. Number one, we should see a faith that's growing. Our faith should grow. And our love should increase. Isn't that beautiful? Faith and love. These are the things that we should observe and enjoy and experience in the church life as we go on in the progressing stage of faith. Point seven, faith is the indicator of the believer's life in the enjoyment of the divine Trinity. Well, the verses here say that Paul said to the Thessalonians, your faith has sounded out. And in Romans 1:8, he said that the faith of the Roman believers was proclaimed throughout the whole world. So this faith was something that was proclaimed and made observable, right, to others. Okay, point B and C are very crucial here. This is a very crucial point, saints, that we need to really realize this. Point B, faith is not for us to accomplish great things. So we should erase this kind of thing from our thinking, right? Not for you to do miracles, accomplish great things for God. That's not what faith is for. What is faith for? It is for us to live God, amen, to express God, amen, and to minister God to people. Amen. Oh, we should take that in. Faith is not for us to perform something great. Faith is to live God and annul ourselves. Amen. Wonderful. Okay, I know I'm running out of time. Okay, point C. In all that we are and do, people must see that we are enjoyers of God. We should always bear an indication that we are nothing, but God in Christ is everything to us. We need to be those who, like Watchman Nee, pay more attention to life than to work. I was at and Witness Lee. They paid more attention to life than to work, although they did a lot of work. But they paid more attention to life. Amen. To the matter of enjoying God in Christ, of having Christ as everything to us and ourselves as nothing, living out God, expressing God, and ministering God into others. That is what faith is for. Okay. We come near the end now. Point eight, the linking faith is the divine requirement for the overcomers to meet Christ in his triumphant return. This is based on Luke 18:8, where the Lord said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So here you have such a great matter as the Son of Man coming. We always think this is kind of a splendid thing, right? It is a splendid thing. But this verse says that when he comes, he'll be looking for something. What will he be looking for? He'll be looking for faith. Not the faith that, you know, Matthew 7, right? The Lord said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of the heavens, but those who do the will of God. And he says, in that day, that's the day of the Lord's judgment seat, some will come to him and say, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not do many works of power in your name? What did the Lord say to them? He said, depart from me, workers of lawlessness. So these are the things, the outward things that people do by faith. The Lord didn't deny that they did these things by faith. They worked big miracles, carried out big works and big careers, right? But this is not what the Lord is looking for when he comes. He's looking for the linking faith. He wants to find some of his people living by the linking faith. My, wonderful. Christ, at the end of point C, Christ expects to find us as his hidden overcomers. You know, man always likes to make a big outward display, but God is a God who hides himself. Today, we are the hidden ones. When the Lord returns, we will be the manifested ones. But now, we are the hidden ones. And you remember Elijah said, you know, to God, you know, everybody's worshiping idols here. I'm the only one. And what did the Lord say to him? He said, no, I have 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Who are these 7,000? They're the hidden ones. Would you like to be one, you know, who has great works of power? Or would you like to be one of the Lord's hidden ones? I believe the Lord's recovery is really something quite hidden. The recovery people are hidden ones. And by the Lord's mercy, he will find us living in this linking faith when he comes. Point 9, the overcomers who live by faith will be rewarded by Christ. Oh, we should consider the reward, saints. What will the overcomers be rewarded with? Number one, co-kingship, reigning with him in the kingdom. And two, the best reward of all, the top enjoyment of the divine life. That's the best, better than being a king, is to have the top enjoyment of being of the divine life. So the Lord wants to reward us. The ones who live by the linking faith will receive the Lord's reward. And this last point is, I'm probably over time already, but by this linking faith, we are linked to God in Christ to participate in all that the all-inclusive Christ is, has, and has attained to. So by the linking faith, we enjoy a participation in all that Christ is, all that he has, and all that he has attained to. And there's an issue of this participation: the producing of the organic members of Christ. So by our participating in Christ through the linking faith, we become organic members of Christ. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? To constitute and build up his organic body, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem as the enlargement and expression of the eternal triune God in his unlimited glory in the mysterious mingling of divinity with humanity for eternity.
Amen.
Wonderful. This is the eternal fulfillment of Romans 1:17. The righteous shall have life and live by faith. So God wants to produce something in his economy, and that is an organism, the organism of the triune God, which is the body of Christ. The only way to produce this organism is by faith. Any other way will not produce such an organism. So we need to look to the Lord that we would be brought into this linking faith more and more in our daily living, so that the progressing stage of faith with us will advance day by day, and eventually we will consummate, we will become something for God's satisfaction. And that is an organic member of Christ. To constitute and build up the organic body, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem. This is the end. This is the end of God's economy in faith. The New Jerusalem. This is our destiny. Our destiny. The way to arrive there is by living in faith. By enjoying and experiencing and growing in the linking faith.
Amen.
Amen. I do? Wow. Well, maybe that's it. I was more efficient than I thought I would be. But this is so impressive, isn't it, saints?
Amen.
Very impressive. There's a way for us to have faith.
Amen.
We don't have it in ourselves, you know? Every one of us was just an unbeliever. We are the embodiment of unbelief. So we should never look to ourselves and, you know, you just need to have more faith, you know. That's not possible. That's the impossible side. But if we contact the Lord, it's possible. Faith will grow in us and will enable us to have a certain living, which is the living of Christ, the expression of God. God will be manifested in our living. And we will be living members of the organic body of Christ. Amen. Instead of being individualistic believers, you know. Individualism is the hardest thing to get rid of. Because we were born with it and we were trained. You know, the people in the world today, they're trained to be individuals. You know, this, what is it? I saw on a bus recently, unlimited you. That's the philosophy of the world. Unlimited you. You without limit. Just let it all, you know. Develop yourself so that you can be express yourself unlimitedly. Isn't that? That's absolutely contrary to God's economy. God's economy is in faith. And this faith annuls us. It makes us nothing. And it makes God in Christ everything to us.
Amen.
Oh, that's great. That is great. And so we enjoy Him, right? We enjoy Him. And when people see us, they see a particular kind of people. These people are just very special, right? They don't express themselves. They express Christ. Their love is something beyond the natural capacity of man to love, right? We can love everyone, you know? In Matthew, the Lord said in the constitution of the kingdom that we have to be perfected in God's love, right? We have to love our enemies. What is that? Impossible. However, with God, it is possible.
Amen.
And so this turns us from ourselves, right? We see all kind of things are impossible with us. But what is impossible with us is not impossible with God. And this is not, again, in the physical realm. I was so much helped by reading these points that faith is not for us to carry out a big work for God or to do some kind of great miracles, you know. This is to me, revolutionary to me. We need our mind to be renewed. I mean, my mind is too old. You know, I came out of that realm, you know, where people were looking for great things. That's faith. But that has nothing to do with God's economy. Of course, the Lord did heal many people. And in the early part of Acts, there were many miracles, but not in the later. You know, God's economy is not in the realm of miracles. It's in the realm of faith. That links us to the triune God.
Amen.
And makes the triune God everything to us.
Amen.
That it carries out God's economy with His dispensing.
Amen.
Right? God's economy is focused on His divine dispensing.
Amen.
And this dispensing takes place in the realm of faith.
Amen.
As long as we are, then He cannot be. Therefore, He cannot carry out His economy, right? So in the Old Testament, everything depended on the capacity of man, right? Because, at least in the stage of the law, God gave the law to the children of Israel, not so that they would keep it, but so that it would expose them how absolutely impossible it is with them, you know? You know, when we get to Romans 7, we see a person who was fully exposed. That was Paul. And he ended up, how did he end up the chapter? Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me, right? Impossible. I can't keep the law. So fortunately, God's New Testament economy has nothing to do with law keeping. So we have to keep ourselves out of the realm of law keeping to the uttermost. Otherwise, we will confuse people and lead them astray. We should be those who live by faith.
Amen.
And who walk in the linking faith.
Amen.
We should pray, Lord, keep me in the linking faith today.
Amen.
When you're talking to your wife or your brother or sister, we should pray, Lord, while I'm conversing here, I like to converse in the linking faith, in the organic union with you, you know, not in myself, not expressing my own thoughts and ideas and opinions, but living you out here and ministering you to the ones that I'm speaking with. Anyway, this is a great matter. I think I better just stop. Amen. Now we need to hear from you.
So we'll give the time right now to the churches from the East Bay. East Bay churches can come forward and prophesy. And last night the piano, the sound wasn't quite working. They were hitting the key, but you couldn't hear it. So this morning, hopefully you can hear it. When you hear the piano sound, that means you should finish up your prophesying. Amen.
I appreciate the title of this message. It is The Linking Faith, the Faith of the Overcomers. The Linking Faith, the Faith of the Overcomers. Well, how does this transpire? First of all, we have to receive the linking faith. And we do that by calling, by praying, with the Word and musing on the Word. And having received this faith, there's an effect. The effect of faith is that we are nullified. Amen. We are terminated. Amen. So that Christ might live, Amen. Might be expressed, Amen. Might be manifested. Amen. And then we, as the recipients of this faith, become the overcoming ones in faith. Amen. To do what? To carry out His divine economy in the faith of God. Praise Amen. The Lord.
I'm really quite taken with this matter of the link. Mm-hmm. The link is everything. The link opens up the faith. It opens the eyes of faith to see. One important fact is the faith is not for us to accomplish great things, but for God to accomplish things in us. His faith is not about us. It's about God and God's moving. But how do we get that, you know? On Roman numeral 4, in points F and G, it says, when we call on the Lord by saying, O Lord Jesus, I love you, He becomes the faith imparted into us. And G, by just speaking a simple word to the Lord in conversation with Him, out of our love for Him, and by a little calling on the Lord, we are infused with Him. What is this? This is the link. You know, when we first began to meet online, I wasn't very savvy with all the computer stuff, and somebody sent me a link to get in on the first meeting we were going to do this way. And I didn't know. All I had to do was click on the link. I was writing it down on the side on a piece of paper so that I could go back and type it in the computer and all this stuff. And I was missing the meeting because I didn't just click on the link. Oh, my goodness. Well, how do we click on the link? I mean, people always say, oh, yeah, I hear all these wonderful things about the Lord, but how do I enter into this? Well, you click on the link. And how do you do it? Well, here's the two bys. By saying, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. And the other by is just speaking a simple word to the Lord. This is our link. This opens the faith. This opens our eyes. This makes us subjective to the flowing Christ. Amen. Through that link. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Saints, our linking faith is precious. In Galatians 2:20, Paul said that he's crucified with Christ. And the life he lives, he's no longer living in himself. But he's living by faith.
Amen.
The faith of the Son of God who loved him and gave himself up for him.
Amen.
So this is so precious. In the past, I always think living by faith is a difficult task. What does that look like? I don't know. I'm probably not doing it. But Paul's learned a secret. He's learned a secret of this linking faith. It's like Christ was cut. Christ was cut on the cross. And by faith, Paul was grafted into Christ as a vine tree. Since I just really appreciate this picture. We live by Christ by contacting him. He's our source of faith. And this is not just spending hours praying. There's that aspect of spending time to be immersed with God.
Amen.
But we can live him simply by touching him.
Amen.
Saying a simple word to him.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
When we said that we are being grafted into Christ.
Amen.
And this juice just flows in us.
Amen.
This is how we live by faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this linking faith. Praise the Lord that this faith is for the overcomers.
Amen.
This faith is just the living person of the Son of God who loved us and died for us.
Amen.
I was so thankful that we have the Word. We have this living God who is speaking. And as he speaks to us, he infuses himself into us. So I thank the Lord that the more and the more he shows his loving mercy to us regarding his return, so urgent that he wants to find faith. What is faith? Faith is just the Lord himself. Faith is just manifesting everything in his economy. So I'm so grateful that, oh, I love that song from Darby. It's no longer I, but we say, Lord, I am nothing. I can do nothing, but you are everything.
Amen.
Thank you for your life. Thank you that, oh, just like the ladder that reaches from heaven to earth, thank you for Christ. Thank you that he is the living word. The word written becomes living, and we enjoy him as he is manifested in the spirit. So we need to be in our spirit.
Amen.
The Lord, when he returns, he wants to find himself, Christ.
Amen.
He wants to find us in Christ. And I found this one verse in John 16:33. Oh, Lord, he said, he encourages us. He said, I have overcome the world. So take courage.
Amen.
Take courage. Lift me out. Don't worry about anything. I am all that you need to be.
Amen.
I really love this word linking because it points us to something organic. We are joined to the triune God. And I feel like this view of faith saves us from being distracted by works of power. And I feel like this kind of like outward progress is really a temptation because it's like a short-term gratification, you know, anyway. And so I just appreciate that in Matthew 17, when the Lord says that you can move the mountain, it's not about these, like, I don't know, sometimes I just ask the Lord, how come this situation hasn't changed or how come this person, I don't know, anyway. But I just appreciate that when we come to the Lord and contact him, he infuses us. There's another utterance in another message. It said we need this infiltration of the Spirit in our being. And actually, I just find that there are many mountains in my being that are in the Lord's way of making home in my heart. And this is God's economy, that we would be one with him, be filled with him, and express and live him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are praising today because we are in the big family of faith.
Amen.
Our last name, our family name is Faith.
Amen.
We are in the household of faith.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful today that we have a big family.
Amen.
Oh, our big family, the source is our God, the faith.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, that we can see this effect of faith. And nothing is impossible without this faith. If without this faith, without Christ, we're just going to live ourselves.
Right.
Every day and day out will be the same. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can contact this faith by calling his name. And then just simply say that, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I want to be the overcomer. It is impossible for me to be overcomer. But with faith, with Christ working in us, we can be the overcomer today. When Christ comes, he can find us the faith in us. Oh, we want to be the faithful to the Lord. Oh, Lord, every day we just contact him. Praise the Lord. We are in the big family of faith. Amen.
Amen. We need to see the effect of faith. Nothing is impossible to faith. Amen. And nothing is impossible with God. Amen. Oh, Lord, we see the believers in Christ are the household of faith. Amen. And we are organically joined to the Lord as one spirit. Amen. First, we need to see what is the source of the faith. The source of faith is God himself.
Amen.
And not just God in heaven, you know, mysterious way, but it's in what we've seen in a touchable way in his word, Amen. His living word. Amen. To receive such a linking faith is to contact the source. It's contact to the, oh, Lord Jesus, consummated triune God.
Amen.
And by calling on him.
Amen.
Just like Brother Bob reminded us, let's call Lord Jesus, we love you together. Lord Jesus, we love you. Praise the Lord. I think I have to end. Praise the Lord. So, amen. So with this faith that link us with God, then this faith will make us become our living faith. Then we will become men of faith.
Amen. I really appreciate that, as Bob mentioned, we are people who have the impossible made possible. Not because of us, but because of what he is in us. I just like to underscore, many times we are too down on ourselves. We feel we just can't make it. Actually, that's entirely correct. We can't make it. But we have this linking faith.
Amen.
God can do it in us.
Amen.
The only problem is we need to get out of the way.
Amen.
We just call on his precious name.
Amen.
We just turn to him in our daily life all day long.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I need you even in this thing.
Amen.
I need you in the complicated situation in a family. I need you while I'm washing dishes. I need you in driving my car. I need you, but I have you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have this one in us who does the impossible.
Amen. For the Lord's second coming, we need to make ourselves ready to be his bride.
Amen.
To make ourselves ready is to become an overcomer.
Amen.
By ourselves is impossible. But nothing is impossible to faith.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, by believers' faith in Christ brings them into the life union with Christ. And by this faith, we can be linked to God, who is the one who is a unique overcomer within us, making us an overcomer.
Amen.
Saints, don't let the enemy lie to us. And say, oh, you cannot be an overcomer. We need to know. An overcomer is not a super Christian. An overcomer is a normal Christian. A Christian who continually live by living faith. And this faith links us to God, who is able to empower us to become an overcomer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I am nobody.
Amen.
I'm here to testify that I'm pitiful. I cannot even substantiate the things that are not seen. I have no faith. I cannot believe into him, and I cannot even know myself. Talk to my wife. That needs to happen. But praise the Lord that he gave us ears.
Amen.
And ears to hear. and ears to hear the word
Amen.
That becomes real to us,
Amen.
That infuses us,
Amen.
That deposits Christ into us,
Amen.
That allows us to believe,
Amen.
That becomes our life,
Amen.
That takes a pitiful nobody like me and builds us up into sons of God.
Amen.
And through this linking faith, we become overcomers,
Amen.
The bride of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this linking faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So Luke 18:8, the Lord said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And today, brother told us the Lord will be looking for faith for people who live by this faith. So, and this faith, thank the Lord, is not from myself. This is linking faith.
Amen.
This word linking faith means link is the most important.
Amen.
Link to triune God who has faith.
Amen.
Who is my faith?
Amen.
By this linking, we can be made his hidden treasures.
Amen.
We can be made ready for his coming back.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciate that verse too. When the Lord comes back, will he find faith on earth? This faith on earth is just people of faith, meaning they are people that realizes that they are nothing. They can do nothing apart from the Lord. That I am not, but you are. So Lord Jesus, may we realize this, because when we realize this, then the more we will contact him. And that is the key into receiving faith, is contacting the Lord. But then that all depends on how much we love the Lord, right? Because if we don't love him that much, then the less we will contact him. So we need to even see the matter of loving the Lord with our whole being as an impossibility to us. We need to ask the Lord, this is possible only to you, to make me fully love you absolutely with my whole being. We should start from there. Lord Jesus, I want to love you. Because when I love somebody, when I love you, I will spend time with you. Right? The more I will contact you more and more and rely and depend on you.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, we believe in you.
Amen.
Even though we never seen you in person. Oh, the Lord, you won't find us as these overcomers when you come back with this faith. This faith is not for us to become some great persons doing some great work. This faith is for us to live a daily life. Oh, a hidden life with you, one with you, trusting you, enjoying you, being one with you, and speaking you out, expressing you. Oh, Lord, may you find us when you come back as these ones, the enjoying ones, the trusting ones, oh, the treasury, oh, your treasure.
Amen.
We have a shield of faith, and this shield is really needed for our conscience and for our going on.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for this rich outline and the time we had to spend in our review together on the Zoom meeting. It was wonderful. And now the point I bring is day 2 of week 7, the outline. The shield of faith has several aspects. The shield of faith. And it means we have faith in God and faith in God's heart. We have faith in God's faithfulness, and we have faith in God's ability, and we have faith in God's word, and faith in God's will, and faith in God's sovereignty.
Amen.
And then I link that intro with this point. When we are wrong, we need to repent, but we don't need to regret.
Amen.
For that means we lack faith that God is sovereign.
Amen.
He's sovereign over all our mistakes.
Right.
And after we repent for a mistake,
right,
or a shortcoming, we should exercise faith in God's sovereignty.
Amen.
That could never have happened. We could never have done that if God were not sovereign.
Amen.
And the final point is, we will pass through many things, tribulations, persecutions, but this faith that we are going through, this trial, is more precious than gold.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 8, is always an encouragement to me, where it says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It doesn't say, will he find good work, great careers, big accomplishment, but
faith. Amen. This is the linking faith. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. And then in verse 8, it says, may the Lord be merciful to all of us. Amen. That when He comes back, He can find us believing ones. Amen. I remember the time when I believed in the Lord. I became a believer. But that's not the end. I should always be a believer. Amen. Until the Lord comes back. Amen. Amen. Believing, we should always be a believing ones. Amen. This faith is the linking faith that links us to the triune God. Infusing Himself into us so we can enjoy, participate in all that He has. Amen. And this will prepare us for His coming back.
Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord for the respeaking of God's economy in faith. Amen. And in this message, I really touched this linking faith, the faith of overcomers. Amen. And 2 months ago, we were being grafted into East Bay of church life. I just have to testify, and this faith made it so clear to me, it's not that I can live, but it's Christ lives in us. Amen. And it's all things impossible to me, but it's possible to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And Charles Wesley, this son, say, now share thy might self abroad. Let me no longer live by thee.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And this faith as an indicator, amen, for the believer's life in the enjoyment of the divine Trinity.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, amen. May this indicator be manifested among amen. Us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I enjoy that the way we receive the linking faith is not by our self-effort, because we can't do it. There's a verse in John that says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But I appreciate it's by contacting the living God.
Amen.
Hebrews 12:2, looking away unto Jesus,
amen,
the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
To look away is really something simple. We can just say, oh Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, I need you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We can look away to this wonderful Jesus that we have. And what is He? He is none other than the faith. Faith and the Lord Jesus are synonymous terms. I just praise the Lord that we're here as children of this wonderful faith that has been infused into each one of us. And you know, I just like the example of Abraham, right? He just didn't have one appearing of God to him. He had many appearings. I think he had what? If I remember reading Genesis, it was probably 10 to 12 appearings that he had. Well, and you know, when Joshua went in, just before he went into the good land, what? God told him that he needed to muse upon the Word to enjoy the unsearchable riches of this Christ that we enjoy today, so that he was able to go in and overcome the city of, what was it? Jericho, yes. Amen. Did I just hear the bell ring? Oh, okay.
Amen. Since, you know, we believers are a group of mysterious people. We are mysterious because even though we live on this earth, but we do not walk by appearance. We do not walk by sight. We walk by our faith.
Amen.
We walk by our unseen God.
Amen.
You know, we have never seen God, but we love Him.
Amen.
Why? This is mysterious, isn't it? Oh, Lord. So we are in this realm of mysterious faith, you know. But this, to walk this by this faith, we means that we our walking is linked with our God.
Amen.
So all come to the end is that we just need to contact the source.
Amen.
God is the faith. God is faith, and He is our source.
Amen.
And every morning when I walk my dog, I just pray. And sometimes I pray a very lengthy prayer, and the Lord just say, oh, come on, just stop. Just turn to me and say, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, so when I... this is a sweet time when you walk your dog.
Amen.
Amen. So, Lord Jesus, you know, and then also I'm taking care of my elderly mother who's having Alzheimer's. And sometimes I just lose my temper, you know, and I'm just murmuring and complaining to my siblings, you know. But that's, you know what, that's an indication that I'm not an enjoyer of God. And I do not have faith. You know, so the Lord I just say, Lord, I need you. The faith need to grow in me.
Amen.
I need to let this faith grow in me so I can live you.
Amen.
Even to my mother.
Amen.
Even among my siblings.
Amen.
I can show them. I can express God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Luke 18:8 says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So the faith that the Lord is looking for is us as the believing ones who always trust in him, not in ourselves, and have no assurance in ourselves. That being said, we do not have this kind of faith in ourselves. We are the constitution of unbelief. However, we need to realize Hebrews 12:2 says we need to look away from ourselves unto Jesus, the author and perfecter and the source of our faith.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to go contact him. You know, when we first heard the word and prayed to receive the Lord, we were linked to the Lord as our faith. But this faith needs to grow in us because the Lord is looking for this faith to grow in us. So we contact the Lord by loving him, by calling on him, by praying to him, reading his word and musing on his word so the Lord can impart himself as faith into us. So when we go to Matthew 25 and Revelation 19, which shows us that the Lord is looking for a match and counterpart, he's looking for himself as faith in us. So may we be those who cooperate with the Lord to let him work himself as faith into us until we all arrive at a full-grown man in Christ and become his counterpart.
Yeah.
On joy first, there are the three stages in faith, the written, and then the living, and then the applied word. And each locality is in the household of faith. And what does this faith bring us into? A life union of Christ, who is the embodiment of God, realize the all-inclusive spirit. Brother Phillips and Sister Mango were such ones as members in the household called faith. Praise the Lord for such family members and each one of us.
Amen. Amen. I'm just so grateful that God is not looking for big miracles, big works, or big careers. Because the thing is that I know that I can't do it.
Yeah.
But what is the Lord? The thing that the Lord is looking for is for this linking faith. And I'm just so thankful to Lord in that how easy it is to get. How to get this linking faith. All we have to say is,
yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Saints, what is the source of faith? What is it? Well, there's the aspect of the written word of God, the Bible. There's the living word of God, Christ. And there's the applied word of God, the Spirit. And thankfully, none of those are me. When I'm lacking in faith, it's because I'm basically an unbeliever. If I need faith, I need to contact the Lord. And when I contact the Lord spontaneous, I live him out. Oh, Lord, just increase my love for you. Oh, Lord, it's that I can keep contacting you and increasing my faith.
Faith is not for miracles, but for us to live God, express God, and minister God to people. So school started like 2 weeks ago, and I've been joining the Christians on Campus Club tabling, where the full-timers would pass out flyers and tracts to people. And sometimes the full-timers would just give me a stack of flyers to pass out. But, you know, because I'm a freshman, I feel super scared. So I'd kind of like wait for someone to come towards me and toss it to them and say, this is for you. I realized that I need to be annulled from myself and turn to the Lord.
Amen.
I need to have the linking faith.
Amen.
so that I can be able to have the heart to express and minister God to people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the linking faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. We are the household of the faith.
Amen.
Aren't you so glad this weekend to be in our faith family reunion?
Amen.
I enjoyed our faith has two stages, the initial stage and the progressing stage. So when we all receive the Lord, we all receive the same faith and quality.
Amen.
We were allotted faith equally precious.
Amen.
But the quantity of our faith can differ. And the quantity of our faith depends on us, not on the Lord.
Amen.
Depends on how much we contact Him.
Amen.
I was touched, you know, it's not normal for our faith not to grow. We shouldn't be satisfied with just having this precious seed of faith.
Right.
But we need to have this faith increase and grow in us.
Amen.
And the way we do that is by contacting the Lord as a source of faith.
Amen.
Like all the saints shared, it's not complicated and it's not hard.
Amen.
We just have to contact the Lord all the time.
Amen.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Amen.
By speaking simple prayers to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We shall contact the Lord everywhere.
Amen.
Anytime. Praise the Lord, Romans 1:17. The righteous shall have life.
Amen.
And live by faith.
Amen.
Oh, the half-life part is the initial stage. But we have to go on to the progressing stage.
Amen.
Shall live by faith.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for this linking faith. I enjoy this linking faith so much, especially the word linking. We need to link to our triune God.
Amen.
You know, this is a Bay Area, and most of us, if not all, have been to San Francisco, right? And you know the cable car, you know the electrical minibus, they need to be linked to the power source.
Right.
You know, the cable car without the power source cannot go anywhere,
right.
Lose its function. The electrical minibus, same thing. You know, if the track went out of bounds, the driver had to go out and put it back on the electricity.
Right.
Without electricity, the bus cannot go anywhere.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I cannot go anywhere without this linking faith.
Amen.
We need to link to Him,
Lord,
by calling on His name,
Amen,
by praying His word,
Amen,
by musing on His word.
Amen.
Amen. Dear saints, I'm just impressed by the wide-ranging effect of this linking faith,
Amen,
encapsulated in Roman numeral 10, so I'm just going to read it. Just impressed what this linking faith can do. By this linking faith, we are linked to God in Christ,
Amen,
to participate in all that the all-inclusive Christ is,
Amen,
has, and has attained to.
Amen.
Wow, we get to participate in the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
For the producing of the organic members of Christ to constitute and build up the organic body.
Amen.
Right? Building up the body of Christ, how? By the linking faith.
Amen.
Which will consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Wow, you want to consummate the New Jerusalem?
Yes.
Let's enjoy the linking faith,
Amen,
as the enlargement and expression of the eternal triune God.
Amen.
It is unlimited glory,
Amen,
in the mysterious mingling of divinity with humanity for eternity.
Amen.
This is all by the linking faith. Amen. This is the eternal fulfillment of Romans 1:17. The righteous shall have life and live by faith.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the linking faith. I enjoy the way to receive such a linking faith is to contact the source, the process, and consummated God,
Amen,
and muse on His word. Thus, faith links us with God and imparts God into us. Then we will become men of faith. I really love this verse. The righteous shall have life and live by faith. Did you know that this verse was mentioned in the Bible four times? The first time is in Habakkuk 2:4, and then Romans chapter 1, verse 17,
Amen.
Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38.
Amen.
Oh, my righteous one shall live by faith. So we really need to contact the Lord. If we contact God, then faith grows in us,
Amen,
and then the God increases in us. You know, once you pray, read, oh, man shall not live by bread alone,
Amen,
but by each word that proceeds from God's mouth.
Yeah.
Or if you get a bad report and you pray, read John 14, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe into God, but also believe into me.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Such a linking faith connects us to God, connects us to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen. In order for us to live Christ for the fulfillment of God's economy, our faith needs to be strengthened.
Amen.
So since I'm so happy to be here today,
Amen.
To be among the saints, listening to the speaking of faith.
Amen.
Because this faith causes us to live Christ.
Amen.
Faith comes out of hearing.
Amen.
Hearing of the from the word of Christ.
Amen.
In these three aspects, saints, we can speak the written word to one another.
Amen.
We can speak the living word to one another.
Amen.
This living word is the living Christ who is the reality of the written word.
Amen.
Furthermore, when we experience the Lord, we can speak the applied word to one another.
Amen.
This strengthens each other's faith.
Amen.
To go on and live Christ for the building of his body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the context of God's economy, in Matthew 19, the Lord says, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
In Matthew 17, the Lord says, if you have faith, nothing will be impossible to you.
Amen.
Shows that God and faith are one. Our faith is a subjective God infused and implied into us.
Amen.
What a comfort. Today, there's no requirement for us to have our own conjured faith to participate in God's economy.
Amen.
God is our faith. He is the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
He renews us, regenerates us, conforms us to the image of God through the realm of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm so appreciative of the reminder that we need to leave the realm of ourself in our work life, our church life, our marriage life, and enter into the realm of faith where we're being infused with the Lord,
Amen.
Having him to be our faith and our living.
Amen.
Hallelujah, he has made it easy for us to contact him.
Amen.
We just can call on the Lord and say, oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Faith is being infused into you, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, carry out your economy in us by infusing yourself into us as faith day by day.
Amen.
Amen. Faith joins us to another person.
Amen.
You know, in Galatians 2:20, there are two eyes.
Right.
There's the old eye,
right.
And that old eye was alone.
Right.
He was a law keeper.
Right.
He was a worker for God.
Right.
But he was living by himself.
Right.
And that old eye that has its own independent means of living is crucified with Christ.
Right.
Why? To be joined to another.
Amen.
Christ wants a living in union with us.
Amen.
And that organic union is faith.
Amen.
So that's why the verse continues, and the life which I now live. Paul lives, but now in union with another.
Amen.
He's been married. He's been joined to Christ.
Amen.
Which is probably why he goes on to say, the faith of the Son of God who loved me.
Right. Amen.
And gave himself up for me. So faith operates through love.
Amen.
Because faith is a union.
Amen.
What the Lord wants in our daily life and in our church life.
Amen.
Is our loving union with him.
Amen.
Our coming to him again and again.
Amen.
Saying, Lord, I don't want to live a lonely life.
Amen.
A life by myself or for myself.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Live in me, live for me.
Amen.
Amen.
The longer I live the Christian life, the more mistakes and failures I make, I start to question, is it possible for me to be an overcomer? Well, saints, this morning I have good news for you. It is possible for us all to be overcomers. It's impossible with us, but it is possible with the linking faith. This linking faith is the faith of the overcomers. When we are filled with this faith, we're lived by this faith, we are overcomers for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
Amen.
Well, how can we get more faith? You have to memorize Roman numeral 5. I wish there's an app. Every time I turn on my phone, this Roman numeral 5 will pop up. The way to receive such a linking faith. Thank the Lord we have a way. There's a way for us to receive such a linking faith. is to contact its source, the process and consummated God. Well, this faith is God Himself. This faith is the process and consummated triune God. If you want more faith, you need to contact God by calling on His name. Well, saints, calling on the name of the Lord is one of the greatest recovery, right? In the Lord's recovery. To call is not just in the beginning of the meetings. Sometimes we call the Lord a few times in the beginning of the meetings. Well, we need to call on the Lord all the time. Whenever we call on the Lord, we receive more faith. We can receive more faith by praying to Him. Well, we can tell Him everything, right? We can pray by interceding for others. We can pray by coming together to the prayer meetings. Since I'm burdened, I hope more can come to the prayer meetings. We shouldn't have the least attendance at our prayer meetings. When we come together, we receive more faith. And we can receive more faith by reading His Word, by prayer reading His Word. Saturday morning, we come together to PSRP, the outlines. For those who came, didn't you receive more faith? Whenever we come together just to touch the Word, more faith came into us. Saints, this faith has everything to do with the Word. We shouldn't separate the Word with the faith and faith and the Word. If you want more faith, you need to come to the Word. We need to come to pray, read the Word. We need to come to muse on His Word. We need to consider and think about whatever we have received, whatever we have read. Even this title, the linking faith, the faith of the overcomers. You need to consider, well, why the brothers put these two things together? How does this linking faith have everything to do with being an overcomer? When you think that way, you come to the outlines again, the Lord will open up more revelations to you, right? You will receive more light. Saints, don't forget about these four things. Praying, calling on Him, praying to Him, pray reading His Word, and musing on His Word. This is a way we can receive more faith. This faith links us with God and imparts, transfuses God into us. Then we will become men of faith. Thank the Lord for the way. Well, some of us might have this question. I have no appetite. I just don't want to read the Word. I have another good news for you. If you remember a recent Working Saints training, there's an outline called Having a Spiritual Hunger for the Things of God. The last point in this outline says, The secret to restoring our spiritual appetite is to eat something even when we have no desire. You know, we in NorCal, we have this schedule. We read two life studies a week. You say, well, I have no desire. Well, the secret is to eat something even when you have no desire. Regardless of whether we have an appetite, we need to eat a little. Eating consistently will restore our appetite. Amen. Oh, saints, we just need to eat. Amen. We need to come to the Lord, come to the Word every day. Amen. We need to come to the life studies. Amen. When we come to the Word, the faith is being infused and transfused into us. Amen. Then we have this linking faith. Amen. This faith links us to the process and consummated triune God. Amen. When we are filled with faith, we live by this faith, we are the overcomers. And the Lord will find faith when He comes. Amen. Saints, let's just encourage one another to continue to enjoy His Word. The faith comes out from the hearing of the Word. The more we hear the Word, the more we come to the Word, the more faith we will have. Amen.